Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is The Sex Scientist Files, part two of a story called Double Dildo. If you haven't yet listened to part one, please feel free to search the site for the phrase double dildo and listen to that one first. This story is written by E.L. Byrne and read by Girl on the Net. I start to move into my usual position on the couch, but he touches my hips, stops me and says, "No, flip over and get comfortable. Make sure your knees will be okay for a while. Do you need another pillow?" I love it when he gets bossy, and I'm not surprised he wants me ass up. We love anal play, and he's barely stuck a finger in my ass tonight. I try to peek at the toys he's brought from the bathroom, but it looks like he'd just washed the Enjoy wand and laid it back on the couch. Interesting. I get comfortable with my knees spread wide and my centre of gravity low, using multiple pillows under my stomach to help support me. This should give me some time before my knees hurt too much to continue, and then I will slide down and let the pillows alone hold my ass up. Stefan takes the lube and slathers it all over me, both my ass and my still wet and aching pussy. He's making me guess where he's going to enter first, and the anticipation makes me wiggle my hips, teasing him a bit back. He laughs at my impatience and rewards me with a finger pushing against my tight asshole. I push back eagerly and he growls, "That's a good girl." But he stops there. While before he was in a fast and punishing mood, now he's teasing and playing with me. He builds up the anticipation and gives us both time before we feel that level of intensity again. He uses his other hand and pushes three fingers inside my wet pussy. I'm still relaxed and open, and it's quite easy. He moves his fingers in and out, putting one hand on my ass as leverage. Then he switches hands and sticks a finger in my ass. He rotates between hands, between my pussy and my ass, slowly pushing deeper and adding more fingers in each hole, until I'm confused about where his fingers actually are, and all I know is that I just want more and more. He begins to focus on my ass, plunging his fingers deeper and deeper, and slowly adding fingers until he has three inside me. I push back against him and writhe in pleasure. I'm not sure I can take more, but I sure want to. That's when I feel the cold steel. The small end of the Enjoy wand is pushing against my ass, making its way inside. The cold, hard metal has a lovely bend to it, and it slides deep inside and stops, hitting a very sensitive spot. He uses the counterweight of the opposite, heavier end and rocks it back and forth inside me. I actually hear myself whining with pleasure, pushing back against the pressure. It's not quite enough, yet almost too much. His evil sex scientist laugh fills my ears. "Should I turn it upwards?" he asks. "Or do you like the curve down? How does it feel when I twist it?" He doesn't really want me to answer. He can tell my answers from the noises I make. The small moans, the breathy gasps, or the way my hips move away from or towards the pressure, depending on how it's positioned. He pays attention, and when he gets the right combination of reactions, he doesn't relent. He presses his advantage until I am almost crying with the pleasure of it all. "Break? Here, take the poppers." He hands me the poppers and rubs my back a little. He jumps off the couch and runs into the other room. I take the moment to stretch and rearrange the pillows beneath me for maximum comfort. The fact that he's giving me the poppers tells me the best is yet to come. He comes back into the room, in his hand, two of his sheath dildos. There's the 10-inch long, rather hard and firm strap-on sheath, and he's taken a much thicker and shorter one with realistic balls and put it over the top of the first. I just shake my head and laugh. What in the world? He comes back to the couch, kisses me hard and says, "Lift up your leg." It's a bit confusing, but eventually I realise he's placing the straps of the strap-on around my legs. He touches my wetness gently, not doing anything with the dildos, and applies more lube, liberally and everywhere. He begins to play. He pushes four fingers back inside me, deep and hard, pumping in and out. This brings us both quickly to our previous intensity. He again suggests I breathe some of the poppers. As I relax into the heady sensation of the drug, he flips the double dildo around and pushes the head of the big fat sheath covering the longer one inside me. It plunges very deep because the smaller sheath is so long. The balls of the fat larger dildo press hard against my wetness. He holds it there inside me and adjusts the straps higher up on my legs, and I realise what he's doing. The dildos stay plugged deep inside me without his holding onto them, because he's strapped it onto me. He laughs and slaps my ass. "There. Now, what did you say about wanting to try DP?" Oh my God. He's taking our conversation from earlier to a whole new level. Now with my pussy completely filled with the double dildo, he takes his time, teasing and playing with my ass. A few fingers in, then only one, back and forth, in and out. He reaches two fingers in and feels for the dildo, running his fingers inside and feeling the ridges through the thin layers of membrane. "How does that feel? Can you feel my fingers moving like that? How does it feel to be so full?" Again, he catalogues my responses, not verbally, but through my sounds and motions. Before long, he's starting to get up a rhythm. Two fingers, in and out, in and out. He gets closer to me, pushes my ass down onto the pillows, allowing me to take the pressure off my knees, and angles his hard cock into my ass. All this playing means, as soon as the angle is right, he slides in immediately, hard and deep. I gasp and moan, and I know I want more now. No playing around. He leans in and asks me to open the poppers. His hands are too slick with lube. I hold them up for him to sniff. I know this is it. When he starts taking the poppers himself, he's ready to let go, to let loose, to lose himself in the carnal knowledge of my ass, in the pumping in and out. I take some of the poppers too, ready to join him in the dance, to lose myself to him, to the sensations. He pushes deep and hard, both holes filled deep with big cocks, my body flat on the couch. He leverages the angle, moving himself up into a squat so he can plunge in and out with fury. I pull my arms up under my head and lift my ass up to meet him, measure for measure. I want this. I want him. I want all these sensations of fullness, of completion. There's no more thinking, no more love, no more relationship, just him fucking my ass while my cunt is full of the double dildo contraption his crazy sex scientist mind came up with, one that somehow works. I lose all sense of time, my pussy grinding against the pillows, my clit desperate for some kind of connection and longing for release. As he presses my body into the couch, I feel the sensations building. I feel the tears building too. There's so much happening, I can't help myself. He moans loudly and it tips me over the edge with him, both of us coming and crashing together at the same time. I start to cry as wave after wave of powerful clenching and sensations pour over me. I can feel his cock shuddering and releasing his orgasm deep inside my ass. I can't move. I can barely breathe, but I press back, hungry for this connection to last as long as it can. Spent, he finally collapses on top of me. I relax my back and legs under his weight. He wraps both arms around me and lays his face on the side of mine, and we breathe together until we stop gasping and breathe normally again. My tears soak both of our faces, and he quietly shushes me, whispering comforting words, allowing me time to come back to earth. He pushes himself up onto his arms, the space between us cold and damp. With one hand he brushes the hair back from my face and asks, "You ready?" I nod my head yes and wipe the tears from my face as he climbs off the couch and heads to the bathroom to clean himself and the toys. I lay there a while longer, taking deep breaths and calming myself before I follow him into the shower. Later that night, we're lying together naked. I'm snuggled up under his arm, my leg thrown over him, caressing his woolly chest. He turns his head, kisses my forehead and asks, "So, how was that for DP?" If you liked this, you can find more of E.L. Byrne's amazing work at lustitude.com and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.